Cleanse our hearts and our lips that we may worthily receive the Holy Gospel. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you come from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught us on the streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who shall be first, and some are first who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading gives us an idea of a very strong theme that has been there for a long time: hell. And sometimes it's difficult to preach about hell. Lord, who will be saved? So sometimes we have two different extremes of hell. Hell, that burning fireplace where most people are going to go. And the other extreme, someone saying, "Oh, there is no hell. Everyone will be saved. God is a merciful God." I think we need to find a balance between these two extreme views. Theologians and scripture scholars have put it in a nice phrase: hell is an eternal possibility. And this is important because this helps to reconcile the mercifulness of God, the unconditional love of God, and at the same time, the justice of God. So does hell exist? Of course, so many readings speak about that. Is it exactly fire and brimstone? Or is it a separation from God, a separation from our loved ones? These are some of the questions that we could ask. If we have a merciful and loving God, would he do something to even those who technically should be going to hell? And I'm sure in our mind we have a lot of people we'd like to send there. But maybe God does not have our mind. And even though there are a lot of bad people, possibly he might make arrangements for them to purify ourselves. Therefore, Catholic Church has the whole concept of purgatory. So could it be that people will go to purgatory, they get cleansed, and then they are entered into the kingdom? What we do know is God's merciful love, his unconditional love. And these readings point us to get out of our comfort zone. Not to think that, hey, there's nothing there after that, and so we can live our lives as we want. The readings encourage us to take the narrow path. Because the narrow path is that one which, irrespective of heaven or hell, the narrow path is a path that leads us to joy and happiness here on this earth itself. There is a comparison often made of a lady, I don't remember her name now, I think it was Linda or something, very rich right from the time she was a teenager. She inherited her whole family wealth. She was so rich, but she didn't find anyone to get married to. She lived her life as a spinster, and she died a lonely woman. And the contrast is then with Dorothy Day, a woman who went out and reached out to the poor, gave her life to uplift so many. And in the end, she lived a very fulfilling life. So the readings today ask us to make a choice. And Moses has also said in Deuteronomy, choose life, not death. Choose the narrow path, not the broad path. Getting out of one comfort zone is not easy. Because as human beings, we like to sit down where we are most comfortable. But it is only when trials and tribulations come our way, and the second reading points out to that, it is when trials come our way that we are tempered like steel. When trials come our way, we are able to dig into ourselves and find strength that we didn't know we possessed. It is the ability to go down and live our lives to the fullest. When everything is comfortable, we can go about very balanced, very peaceful. But it's only when trials come our way that we know our true strength. We grow from that, and that in the end, we end up as mature and more knowledgeable and people who are able to put their faith in God. Trials and difficulties truly help us get out of our comfort zone. And so today, when we look at the readings in all the perspectives, first reading, of course, is telling us about the coming together, the bringing together of nations, of all peoples. And so, knowing that we have a merciful God, we know that God has His own plans and He knows what He needs to do. We don't need to decide who's going to hell or who's going to heaven. Pope Francis has beautifully used the phrase, "Who are we to judge?" And maybe if we keep that line in our minds, we'll be less judgmental of those around us, those in our workplace, and we'll allow them to be themselves, and we'll allow them to face their God in whatever context it is. As for us, we continue to develop our relationship with God. We continue to move out of our comfort zones. St. Ignatius has the beautiful word, margis. Margis means more, doing more, not being satisfied with a laissez-faire attitude. Oh, things are going well. Can I get out of my comfort zone? Can I do more than what I'm doing now? And maybe sometimes you may feel it deep within you, a little call to step out of that comfort zone. But it may not be clear. Listen to God, listen to the strength that He's giving you, and maybe step out. Doing more, going beyond what we are definitely customarily accustomed to. Going beyond the stars. So maybe we spend moments in quiet. What is it that God wants me to go beyond? If everything is going well, what do I need to step out into? I feel it deep within me, but I can't put it in words. An urging draws me near, and yet it's not so clear. To go beyond the furthest shore and climb the tallest peak, but the path's not there at all. So what if I should fall? Going beyond the stars above, crossing mighty seas, dreaming the impossible dream and seeing it through till the end. I'd like to end today's homily with this composition of mind which embodies the Ignatian margis. I invite you to sit in a meditative position and we remain silent after it ends. I feel it deep within me, but I can't put it in words. An urging draws me near, and yet it's not so clear. To go beyond the furthest shore and climb the tallest peak,
but the path's not there at all. So what if I should fall? Going beyond the stars above, crossing mighty seas, dreaming the impossible dream and seeing it through till the end. To do something meaningful with this life I've been called, but which for me is the way, no, not I on this day. Going beyond the stars above, changing wrong to right, fighting for a worthy cause and seeing it through till the end. Going beyond the stars above, crossing mighty seas, dreaming the impossible dream and seeing it through till the end. And seeing it through till the end.